Happy hump day, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on? Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Morris Chestnut is coming on the show. You watch Rosewood?
I do.
I like it.
I do, too.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good show.
Yeah, it's real good.
I love him in the love scenes, especially.
Okay. Yeah, Morris Chestnut. Mm-hmm. Good. All right.
That's Sherry's boy.
Yeah. She palmed
on him.
Yep.
Feeling all up on him.
And get paid at the same time.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sherry.
You know? What a great way to make a living.
Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. Ripping and getting paid.
What?
Empire comes on tonight?
Tonight, the return of Empire.
Parties tonight. Shut up, sit down, it's on, sit down!
Anything at the J-Spot tonight? An Empire watching party at the J-Spot?
We might do that. That's a great idea. Thank you, Sid.
Yeah. Empire.
Mm-hmm.
It's back.
So you seen reviews?
No, I have not.
No?
But I've seen a lot of the actors from Empire out there reminding folks, hey, remember us.
Tonight's tonight.
Yeah,
huh?
We're back.
Okay, all right. Empire.
Billboards
tonight.
Are everywhere. They got billboards in L.A. all over the place. Tonight.
Paris Jackson has a new boyfriend, and he's got a Confederate flag tattoo.
Yeah.
Paris turns 18 in a couple of days, and she's got a boyfriend with a poor Mike.
Is he black or white? I haven't seen.
He's white.
He's white.
He's white. White boy. Mm.
He's white. Got a Confederate flag tattooed on him.
Oh, my gosh.
And a mohawk.
Yeah. You know, she is one who has had a number of challenges with her mental health as well as, you know, just fitting in and finding, you know, the normal teenage stuff. But then it's the additional of her mental challenges as well as being Michael Jackson's daughter and all that entails, being a Jackson. And so she has not had an easy road. And she's searching.
All that money, yeah.
No.
Okay, yeah. Right, Sam, I hear you.
Von Miller, who's on Dancing with the Stars and was the Super Bowl MVP, gets fined $100 per fart.
Yeah.
He farts a lot.
A lot.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
But they
showed a lot of it on Dancing with the Stars the other night.
He's breaking wind? Seriously?
Well, man, he's cutting the cheese, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, in rehearsal. So much so that his partner, she can't stand it. So she decided to fine him $100 for every time he farts and donate the money to
us or something.
And donate the money to a skin cancer foundation.
He does it at practice too. For
football. What they need to do, this is an old joke. They need to put music that fits the fart. You know that song, "Hold That Tiger." Okay, maybe not.
Well, she's picked up over $1,000. As of Monday night, it was over $1,000.
Are they cracking windows or just
apparently
like...
they are.
Yeah.
Because the look on her face is like, oh my. And, you know, she holds her one hand out to get the money and she uses the other hand to close her nose so she doesn't have to take that in. But
he's cutting it, man.
Yeah.
He's cutting
I tweeted cheese. The other night he's that he should cheese, get, he should get a flatulence endorsement.
He's cutting the cheese. Oh, yeah, he should get
some sort of endorsement.
Beano or something like that. Yeah.
You know, maybe folks will take a selfie whenever they can, right?
Right.
So yesterday, when that Egyptian airline was being hijacked by the man who was lovesick for his ex-wife, one of the passengers said to the hijacker, "Hey, how about a selfie?" Yeah. And the hijacker let him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
white.
About to get
white,
of course.
Yeah, of course.
He said... the passenger
now, his
said,
logic was that I might get blown up, but
I might get blown up.
But at least I'll have something. Leave something for my family to remember us by. Okay.
The phone's gonna be blown up too. It's the phone's not, selfie's not gonna make it.
But we don't think
you get
about
one
that.
Shot. You get one shot, man. Go for it.
And folks will go for it. Folks will do a selfie anytime, anywhere. Hey, how about a selfie, Tom?
How about a selfie?
At a funeral. Wait. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Matt Roberts, how about a selfie, man?
In the men's room. Hey, how about a selfie, Tom? Man, we in the men's room.
Man, we kind of kid you, please. Watch out there now. Selfie.
He's being hijacked. Got a bomb around his waist. Well, he thinks he might have a bomb around his waist. And the man said, hey, how about that selfie?
Yeah.
White people.
Not all
white people.
We can't say that.
Picture of our right next to our food.
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner is going to play in a pro-am women's golf tournament as a woman. That's not fair.
No.
That's not fair.
Now you're saying it's not fair?
Yeah, I'm saying it. That's not fair. He was a scratch golfer before he had the transition.
That was a big part of
Bruce Jenner was a scratch golfer.
Meaning he was pretty good.
Yeah. He was real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And played on the regular with professionals, you know, did all the pro-ams and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And he hasn't had he still has his and so he's not really a woman. Until he's just a man in a dress right now.
Well,
that's not fair, Sid.
I don't think that he would call himself just a man in a dress.
Oh, he wouldn't, but if I'm out there playing golf with a man in a dress.
But it's a pro-am. He's part of the
I don't care.
The am part.
Am he a woman or am he a man?
And he's going from the women's tee or the man's tee. The women's tee is closer. That's not right. That's just not right.
Well, do the women have a problem with it? They're letting him play.
Well, that's the question.
They're letting him play.
And they're getting great publicity because we're talking about it.
I'd have a problem with it. I'd have a problem with it if I was a woman. In this tournament, even though it is a pro-am, Sib, it's still a,
I think still that it's doing fair. What they set out to do, and Rain that's to get publicity.
You said it.
Player, when's the last time you've been to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles?
Uh-oh.
They filed for bankruptcy.
Man, I was just up. They got a lawsuit against them. They got a big lawsuit where they got to pay the guy who filed it $1 million or something like that, and so they filed for bankruptcy.
They filed for bankruptcy. They say they have less than $50,000 in assets and between $10 to $50 million in debt. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Crazy.
Where all the celebrities go.
I don't believe that at all.
You don't?
No. They make $1 million just on lunch with them high-ass wings. He's got, 10 or 11 restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't believe that at all, no.
You don't believe it?
No.
When's the last time you've been in there? You still eat there?
No, I haven't been there because I don't eat waffles anymore. And don't eat fried chicken if we talk about it.
To whom are you telling you don't eat fried chicken?
Myself.
Okay.
And I'd be willing to bet that everybody in Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, just about everybody in there, shouldn't be in there eating waffles.
Well, if they do that, then they have to shut them all down.
Right? Yeah, who will have a business?
McDonald's got to close. Jack in the Box, everybody, yeah.
All of them got to close.
That's
all
right.
Of them got to shut down.